Like much of the developing world, the East African country of Malawi is struggling to vaccinate its population against COVID-19, and now it's facing another public health crisis, polio. A 3-year-old girl has contracted the disease. It's the first reported case of wild poliovirus in Africa since it was declared eradicated on the continent in 2020. Here's Malawi's health secretary, Dr. Charles Mwansambo, speaking to Al Jazeera.
One case of polio is enough to make us declare this a public health emergency.
Polio infections mostly affect children under 5. There is no cure, and it can cause permanent paralysis. Joining us now is Helen Branswell. She is an infectious disease and global health reporter for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Helen, welcome.
Hi, thanks for asking me to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. And the first question we have is, if this poliovirus hasn't shown up in Africa in years, where did this case come from?
Well, as you noted in your intro, this is a case of wild polio, and there are only 2 places in the world at this point where wild polioviruses still circulate. They are Afghanistan and Pakistan, and by studying the genetic sequence of the virus that was isolated from the little girl in Malawi, they could tell that this virus had come from Pakistan. The sequence looked most closely like viruses that were circulating in Pakistan's Sindh province in October of 2019.
I see. And when we say wild virus, what do you mean by that?
So wild viruses, the original polio virus or the family of viruses that the world has been trying to eradicate since 1988. There's another type of poliovirus. The eradication campaign uses an oral polio vaccine, which contains live weakened viruses. And over the years, it's been seen that at times, if those viruses, if you vaccinate in a community, but you don't vaccinate to a high enough level, those vaccine viruses actually spread from child to child. There are some advantages of that because you don't have to reach every child. Some of them will be sort of indirectly vaccinated. But as they circulate, they can regain the power to paralyze. And those are called vaccine-derived polioviruses. So that's the difference. Wild virus is the original poliovirus, and vaccine-derived viruses are the other type.
I see. So polio, thankfully, has been largely wiped out in wealthier countries, but still pops up from time to time, as you say. It's wild only in Afghanistan and Pakistan. So what's the reaction been from world health experts about how big of a deal this might be for Malawi and the rest of the world?
Well, it's definitely bad news. I mean, Malawi hasn't had a wild polio case since 1992. So, you know, 30 years, that's not something that they would have wanted to have seen. How big a deal it is remains to be seen. Teams of investigators from other parts of Africa and from, you know, abroad, the CDC, for instance, in the United States has sent people. They've arrived in Malawi just in the last few days and are starting to try to determine if there have been any other cases that hadn't been detected. And in fact, they're going to be looking in neighboring countries as well.
Helen, just briefly, what does this new case mean for the effort to eradicate polio around the world?
Well, it complicates it for sure. At present, wild polio cases are down to very, very low numbers. Last year, there were only 5 cases reported anywhere, 1 in Pakistan and 4 in Afghanistan. The numbers have never been that low. Now, to find a case in a distant part of the world and in a part of the world that thought it had gotten rid of wild polio and so maybe has let down its guard a little bit, that's not great. Also, as you can imagine, many public health programs were affected during the pandemic. Vaccinating kids didn't happen at the rate that it should normally have happened. So it's a bad time for this to be popping up, and it remains to be seen how far it will spread, but it is not good news.
Helen Branswell, an infectious disease and global health reporter for our partners at STAT. Helen, thank you.
Nice to talk to you.